On this Student Spotlight, understanding language is key to being human or a chatbot. I'm Dr. Lynn Pascarella, president of the American Association of Colleges and Universities. And today on the Academic Minute, Zayd Zada, PhD candidate at Princeton University, examines language and language models.
As you're listening to me speak, our brains are becoming more and more synchronized. This is the power of language. It allows me to transform the neural activity that represents my intended message into words to send to you. Then, when you hear the words, your brain recreates the message by mirroring the same neural activity as mine. We call this synchrony speaker-listener coupling. In some sense, this is not very surprising, because to understand each other, we have to agree on what words mean and the context they're used in. We experience this subjectively when we say we're on the same wavelength. Our research delves deeper into this phenomenon. In our study, we collected a unique dataset of high-quality brain recordings of people engaged in natural conversations. In addition to speaker-listener coupling, we found that underlying the coupling is a shared neural code for language, or the way our brains represent words is similar across people. What's more, we found that large language models exhibit a similar neural code for language as our brains. Large language models are at the core of the latest AI technologies such as ChatGPT. It's become clear that they learn enough about language to meaningfully converse with us. Our study found that large language models encode linguistic information similar to the human brain. This similarity allowed us to track how a thought in the speaker's brain is encoded into speech and transferred word by word to the listener's brain. We found that linguistic content emerges in the speaker's brain before articulating a word, and the same linguistic content rapidly re-emerges in the listener's brain after hearing the word. This discovery highlights the shared neural code we and machines use to communicate.
That was Zayd Zada of Princeton University. You can find this, other segments, and more information about the professors at academicminute.org.
Production support for the Academic Minute comes from AAC&U, advancing liberal learning and research for the public good.